Big news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange. And millions like you are joining our news revolution. Newsmax is now the fourth highest rated news channel, just behind CNN. Reuters says we're one of the top news brands in America. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax for shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty, and more. So download our free Newsmax app on your smartphone or TV and start watching. President Trump says Newsmax is truly terrific. Get the free Newsmax app and check out Newsmax shares on the stock exchange. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such an offer would be unlawful.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Some Baltimore residents say they're concerned after U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents turned up in their community over the weekend. A video making the rounds on social media shows immigration personnel in the area of East Baltimore and Elwood Streets, detaining two people while neighbors shout for ICE to leave them alone. Baltimore City Councilman Mark Parker confirms that ICE agents detained two people between 11:15 a.m. and noon on Sunday. Westmore has announced nearly $460,000 in disaster recovery funding following last month's historic flooding in Allegheny County. The flooding impacted more than 200 homes and businesses in the western part of the state, and the governor says the funds will help residents to get back on their feet. The recovery needs were more than the county could afford, and officials requested assistance from the State Disaster Recovery Fund, which is the first state-led recovery and relief fund. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online, timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's dreams continued to fade last night at Camden Yards.
This year has been the breakout year the Tigers had hoped for. Slugging 500, high fly ball center field. Kowser back at the track, at the wall. He cannot make the catch. It's gone. Straight away center, torque bomb.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Spencer Torkelson's two-run shot off Cade Povich in the fifth was his 16th of the year. And it proved to be the difference as the Birds' bats were stymied once again, 5-3 the final against the Tigers. After the game, manager Mancelino on his starter.
Yeah, that was kind of the conversation amongst the staff and the dugout was the quick two outs. I think it was three out of the five innings that he started off. It was two quick outs and then traffic.
Nine hits and a walk surrendered by Povich in 4 2/3. His record stands at 1-5. Good news for the Birds was the return of Jordan Westberg. A solo shot in the ninth for the Oriole third baseman, referred to by the manager as the glue of the team. Ravens news, the team offering up a couple of offensive linemen to the media yesterday. Andrew Voorhees battling for the left guard slot.
From my perspective, it's just an open position out there for grabs, and it's up to somebody, and so why not me, right?
Ben Cleveland is his competition. Coming up in 30 minutes, a Washington Capitol great retires. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Sean Casey here. Get ready for the ultimate Maryland mashup. It's WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Friday, June 20th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs, all-you-can-laugh as we roast our buddy Chuck Whitaker with no mercy. I'll be there, Bruce Elliott too, cracking claws and cracking jokes. So come hungry and bring your sense of humor. Let's make it a big night to remember the WCBM Crab Feast and first ever Chuck Roast.
At 9:07, here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild for your Wednesday morning. As we head toward the afternoon, we'll look for warmer conditions and highs in the mid to upper 80s under mostly sunny skies, a little less humid as well. Temps keep heating up as we get into Thursday and Friday with lower 90s on the way. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 72 in Westminster, 70 in Easton, and 65 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to all of you. Happy Wednesday. So nice to be here today. You know, it was a beautiful morning as I was coming in. I know I complained all winter about how awful it was. I got to make sure that I give the weather gods compliments when they get it right. So very beautiful day outside. If you can, get out there and enjoy. Of course, we got a lot to talk about. Hopefully you were able to tune into the hit. I just had on Fox 45 local at 8:45. We're talking about Vincent Schiraldi, Governor Wes Moore, and also Betsy Fox Tolentino. She is taking over today, actually. It's today, it's, June 11th. For Vincent Schiraldi at DJS, we're going to get into that, of course. We're also going to get into what's going on in Los Angeles. And I have to tell you, I don't know where Gavin Newsom, right? He's a governor, put some respect on the name. I don't know where Gavin Newsom's political career is headed after all of these riots and everything that we see, because according to Mayor Karen Bass, there is a lot going on, and there are looters destroying many different areas of Los Angeles. And according to Kelly Loeffler, she says until Governor Gavin Newsom actually declares a state of emergency, those businesses and those, those businesses, there's 23 of them right now that are claiming that they have been either looted or destroyed in some way. Kelly Loeffler said if Governor Gavin Newsom does not declare a state of emergency, the federal government cannot go in and assist those businesses at all, especially financially. So we're going to get into all of that and what that means for Gavin Newsom. Also, at 11 o'clock, we'll be joined by Delegate Mark Fisher. He's going to weigh in on Vincent Schiraldi, of course, and his departure at DJS, but also the potential of rolling blackouts. Delegate Fisher caught my attention because he was posting about it on X, and I thought, you know what, we should really do a deep dive into this conversation. I think there's going to be a lot of people very shocked when their electricity goes off, especially on a hot day. All right. When their electricity goes off and then they find out it's because of the policy decisions from those in the Maryland General Assembly. And you know what? What's so crazy about it is when it happens, and I do believe it's going to happen at least once or twice. There's just no way. We're importing way too much of our energy. When it happens, I don't think, and I could be wrong on this, I don't think that the Democrats will be able to spin this on President Trump. Right? How could you say that President Trump is the reason for the electricity going out in just the state of Maryland? Right? They'll probably say, what are they going to say? Oh, well, he did take federal dollars. And somebody said, well, no, he took federal dollars out of many states. And I don't think that they're going to be able to climb out of that hole. And this is one of the things that we were talking about on Fox 45 this morning. You know, Governor Moore, he's hoping to be reelected, right? Whether or not he's running for the Oval Office in 2028, you know, that remains to be seen. And I think we can all, you know, take a hint here. But if he is not reelected, if he is not reelected next year, he isn't going anywhere. He's never going to the Oval Office. And I will say, you know what, perhaps he could win maybe a congressional seat. Obviously, I don't think he would go for a House, a state House or state Senate seat, but he could possibly win a congressional seat. I don't know what's the next Senate seat up. I would have to try to take a look at the calendar. But, you know, he could win statewide, I'm sure, in a Senate race. But, you know, when it comes to being the executive of Maryland, he's in trouble. He's in trouble. When you look at the executive, you're thinking about the state budget, right? You're thinking about possibly the crime and violence across the state, especially when you've got the governor that appointed Vincent Schiraldi, and he didn't want to remove Vincent Schiraldi. I mean, he's in a bit of a pickle. He really is. And if you put on top of that rolling blackouts, that's it. Lights out on his political career. He will not survive that. He will not. But you know what? I'm sure he'll try. I'm sure he'll try. We'll talk to Delegate Mark Fisher about that in the 11 o'clock hour. Let's go ahead and dive into the different stories that we've been hearing from both Governor Wes Moore and Vincent Schiraldi, the outgoing secretary there at DJS. It's interesting because as we were talking on the show yesterday, and I know I had a texter tell me, you know, according to Vincent Schiraldi, he left on his own accord, right? He gave a short interview to Channel 11. And I was actually surprised that he did that. So kudos to, who was it over there? Was it David? I think, you know, I'll have to go back and look. But kudos to them for getting him to get on the phone and talk about this, because otherwise we wouldn't have known that he believes that he stepped down on his own accord. Because according to Governor Wes Moore, David Collins, that's what it is. I don't know why I couldn't remember that. As according to Governor Wes Moore, he is the one that ordered the resignation. Look. It's a conflicting story, but it means a lot to Governor Moore. Take a listen.
Schiraldi is a lightning rod for controversy. He told me defending his approach to juvenile crime became a distraction. Both he and the governor were looking for a way out, and when Schiraldi took a step in that direction, they opened the door for him.
Even the departure of former DGS Secretary Vincent Schiraldi is embroiled in controversy. Schiraldi says he mutually agreed to leave the job after bluntly telling HR and the governor's chief of staff his future plans.
I'm going to leave sometime this year. Could be right away, could be December. So let's just start talking about that. I've got a couple of people knocking on my door for other opportunities.
Governor Moore had a different take during an interview with the T.J. Smith radio show.
This was my decision. I ordered his resignation. And I did it because we've been talking for a while, but my expectations are high and my patience is low.
Almost since day one, Schiraldi faced harsh criticism for his reluctance to hold juveniles accountable.
There can be an inclination to overreact and essentially vilify young people out of fear of crime.
According to the city state's attorney's office, 98 juveniles faced charges in 2022. In 2023, the number rose to 178. The following year, it jumped to 998. Robbery, carjackings, and firearms violations top the list of offenses. Schiraldi defends his record statewide and blames political leaders who try to whip up fear with a false narrative about the rise in crime.
And I think that's to the detriment of young people. That's to the detriment of racial equity, and that's to the detriment of public safety.
Schiraldi says he recommended Betsy Fox Tolentino to replace him. The governor says his staff found her on their own.
She was the result of an expansive search, and so she is my pick.
The governor's pick will be acting secretary until the state Senate approves the nomination. Reporting from East Baltimore, David Collins, TV 11 News.
All right, so let's talk about this for a second. It's funny, you know, I'm sitting here laughing. It's not really that funny, but I'm sitting here laughing because both Governor Wes Moore and Secretary Vincent Schiraldi have both been caught at some point in time in a lie. So it's hard to tell who's, you know, to tell who's telling the truth here, because Vincent Schiraldi was like, oh, I got other offers, you know, I got this coming up. I could be leaving now, I could be leaving in December, who knows? It's a little cocky too, isn't it? He is not a humble guy, this guy. Oh, man. So, first and foremost, would send prayers to whoever's thinking about hiring Vincent Schiraldi. I hope they see the writing on the walls here. I mean, this guy, he has torn up so many different states, right? I mean, we heard about what he did in New York. We heard about what he did in Washington, D.C. We know what he did here in Maryland. I mean, if he gets another job, honestly, I would be so surprised. But then not that surprised, because I think many of you have tried to before and said, look, this guy, for some reason, they are keeping him around. And I agree with you. There's more to the story here. And I know many of you said that he brings in big money. That's a possibility. And then there's also this thing where it's like, you know, who is he really attached to? Who is he tied to where he's making these awful decisions? There's more to this as well. And if you want to weigh in on this, I hope you do. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. If you heard there, Vince Guaraldi said to David Collins, he goes, you know, this is a detriment to young black people. This is not, you know, this is not bringing us equity in regards to, I guess, the school to prison pipeline. Is that what he was trying to say? I thought that was very eye-opening. And I posted a clip of the show on my social media pages yesterday. And I think it was within the first 30 minutes where I pointed out that it is very clear that Vince Guaraldi does not think much of young black men in the, I would say, you know what, in the estate, but especially in the greater Baltimore area. And I say this because the way that he operates is almost as if he believes young black men are too stupid to know that breaking the law is wrong. That's what it looks like to me, because we're not talking about any other group of people here, right? We got to be honest with this conversation. And so when he's talking about, oh, the equity and all this other stuff and being inclusive, I think he truly believes that. He believes that young black men in the greater Baltimore area are too dumb to know what's going on. And I will say, and shout out to our friend Bob that calls the show. Bob, and I know this is so random. This, you know what, Bob, I blame you. I blame you. This is so random because I'm watching like some of the old clips, right? Because I just wanted to see what Vince Guaraldi said in the past, you know, whether it was when he was in, you know, in Annapolis talking to the Senate, and he was just saying the most ridiculous things. But you know what I noticed? He's not wearing a wedding ring. That's what I noticed. This is me, okay? I don't know why I noticed this. And then, well, maybe because Bob's in my head. Bob's in my head. So he's not wearing a wedding ring. And then I go to his Wikipedia page, right? Now, Wikipedia is not always correct, but there was no, you know, there wasn't anything that said he had a new wife or kids. So then I was like, you know what? Let me Google this thing. Let me Google this. Bob, it's your fault. And I Google it. He does not have wife and kids. And so, you know, I'm not saying that this is a huge piece of it, but what I'm saying is, you know, here's a guy that's in charge of the Department of Juvenile Services, and essentially he doesn't have hands-on experience with raising children. As far as I know, I didn't even see anything about stepchildren or anything like that. So basically, all these decisions that he's making at DJS and in these other positions in the other states, it's like it's based on what he read in a book and he came up with this philosophy on his own. He doesn't have real life experience with young people. He doesn't. And, you know, and Bob, he was talking about, you know, he was like, well, what's his sexual orientation? I don't know about that part. But I will tell you, he is not married. He doesn't have any kids. Yet here you had so many people like Governor Wes Moore trusting this guy to come in with this philosophy and this ideology that does not work, right? And I think a caller pointed it out. And you can have the rehabilitation piece. Yeah, that is absolutely needed. But if you're not holding any of these kids accountable, yeah, what are you doing? Exactly. And then to find out that he doesn't have any kids of his own or any experience in his personal life. Now, I'm not saying that that's a qualification or a prerequisite, but I mean, that would be nice to know, right? I remember when the Baltimore City Fire Department, and a shout out to our first responders, always doing the job that none of us want to do. Thank you again for doing so. But I remember when there were some guys at the fire department that were telling me that the former fire chief, he was never a firefighter. And he had never ran into any fires. He was never on the scene of any fires. And so some of the firefighters were like, well, how is this guy running the show? And I asked the same question. How is he running the show? Wait a minute. He has no experience running into a fire? And he's telling you guys how to do it? And then it came out that he was really basically a DEI hire for Mayor Brandon Scott. And so these are the things where you're just like, all right, now my wheels are turning here. We'll talk more about this and Betsy Fox Tolentino when we get back. Right now, I got to go to my friend Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management for today's Morning Market Flash. Tim, I actually did a little bit of digging myself, a little bit of homework here. How are you, Tim?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. I saw that GM said that they are going to invest $4 billion into U.S. plants. I saw what's going on with China and the U.S. See, now you got me paying attention to this stuff, Tim.
How about that? You know, you're stealing my thunder. Maybe I should just hand the baton.
No. You do it. No, you're the expert here.
Well, hey, no. I like to think that I know what I'm talking about. Don't know if I'm an expert. Everybody claims to be an expert, Kim, but we have yet to find those. At least in the as far as the economic situation is concerned, people love to pull out that crystal ball and make predictions, and then unfortunately you get humbled very quickly when it comes to the stock market and the economy. But yes, just to get right into that, GM, General Motors, said here yesterday on Tuesday they're planning to invest $4 billion over the next 2 years at three different U.S. facilities, Kim, in Michigan, Kansas, and Tennessee, as they're moving to really boost production of the gas-powered vehicles amid some slowing electric vehicle, the EV demand. So it's interesting how we're kind of getting that renaissance back to the old gas-powered vehicles again, investing a lot of money in the USA, which is great to see in these U.S. facilities in Michigan, Kansas, and Tennessee, of course. We also saw, which is kind of interesting, on the flip side, we talk about electric vehicles, the EV space, Tesla's public robo-taxi rides are set tentatively for a June 22nd start, so in 11 days, CEO Elon Musk says that Tesla will offer these self-driving robo-taxis to the public. And so that'll be interesting to see. You know, I don't know how you feel about that, Kim, how others feel, whether you're a fan of the electric vehicle, you know, space or not, but hopping into a taxi where there's no driver. It'll be interesting to see. We'll find out in 11 days how this plays out. U.S. and China, of course, as you alluded to a moment ago as well, Kim, reaching a deal to ease their export curbs, keeping the kind of the tariff truce, if you will, alive. We saw this news come out yesterday on Tuesday. They agreed on essentially a framework to get their trade, as I said, truce back on track and remove China's export restrictions on these rare earths. We're hearing that's the buzzword now, right? Rare earths, while offering some kind of little sign on the long-standing, that's the only unfortunate part, the long-standing trade tensions and how that may play out. One thing today I need to point out as well, yesterday, of course, we had the markets looking very, very positive in positive territory, but the consumer price index increased 0.1% in May from April. That's less than the 0.2% estimate that economists polled, Kim, by the Dow Jones. So what that means is core CPI, core consumer price index, which strips out volatile food and energy prices, also increased 0.1%. That's less than expected. So the inflation in May was lower than anticipated. What did that do to the markets here this morning? Well, stock futures have jumped after this tame inflation report. Dow futures are up 46 points pre-market. S&P 500 futures, Kim, up 11 points. And the NASDAQ futures up 62 points. So there you've got it for the morning market flash here. Great job on the homework, Kim. I'll rejoin you all on Friday morning.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tim.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now. Get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
All right. Sounds like good news with the market. As Tim mentioned, he'll be back on Friday, so we'll ask at that time what we're doing out here in these market streets. I will say, when the market was plummeting, when everything was in disarray, I was getting a ton of phone calls about it. Now it's like it's so quiet. Not a single chirp about the market. Isn't that interesting? Let's see. In the text line, Marty says, Governor Westmore ordered Vinny to resign after Vinny quit. Possibility. I don't think Vinny really wanted to face the prosecutors. Because remember they were putting this meeting together with Haven Shoemaker, State's Attorney Ivan Bates, and all those? Yeah, it didn't sound like he wanted to be a part of that. It really didn't. All right, Betsy Fox Tolentino. Let's learn a bit about her.
Our team coverage continues right now with Fox 45's Rebecca Pryor.
She is digging deeper into Fox Tolentino's background and questioning what her appointment means for the future of juvenile justice in Maryland. Rebecca.
Well, Mary and Kai, she's certainly no stranger to the system, already spending 11 years working within DJS, which does have some critics questioning if her leadership will truly bring about change or more of the same.
Taking over during a time of turmoil, with police, prosecutors, and residents all raising concerns over troubling youth crime trends.
Like, you have to have some consequences.
Governor Westmore appointing Betsy Fox Tolentino to lead Maryland's Department of Juvenile Services. An attorney bringing years of experience. She's new to the role, but not the system. In 2005, she began her career as a public defender, then transitioned to DJS as the director of legislation in 2011. She'd stay with the department for over a decade, rising in the ranks to deputy secretary of community operations until 2022, when she left to manage juvenile justice initiatives at ROCA, a nonprofit working to reduce violence among high-risk youth.
We're also out there with organizations, community-based organizations such as ROCA.
Speaking with Fox 45 in 2023, former Maryland U.S. Attorney Eric Barrett calling ROCA a critical partner in his effort to combat crime.
I've known Betsy for like the past decade.
Southeast Baltimore community activist Arch McCowan also sharing success stories, working directly with Fox Tolentino in the past.
There are a handful of kids. We had a kid involved in a crew of armed robberies here, carjackings. ROCA was able to reach that kid. They're not out doing any of the stuff that they were doing anymore. That was Betsy that helped coordinate that.
All right. So, as you heard there from Arch McCallan, right, he's a community activist. I always see him when there's something going on in the city, like in Patterson Park, areas like that. So he's out there in the community. I think he really knows what's going on the ground. He did say that Betsy Fox Tolentino did help with a situation that involved a young person, but it didn't sound like there was much accountability. It sounded like rehabilitation. So we're going to have to wait and see. I'm going to remain optimistic. I'm not going to shoot this down at all. I know Governor Westmore said he will nominate her for confirmation. I say, you know what? Pump the brakes a bit. Let's make sure she's a good fit first, right? You don't have to dive headfirst into this thing. It's already in disarray, okay? If you have to take a moment to get it right, take a moment to get it right. Coming up next, we're going to talk about Los Angeles. Stay right there.
This is an SRN News special report. President Trump says a U.S.-China trade deal is a done deal. I'm Rich Thomason. Writing on Truth Social this morning, the president puts it this way, our deal with China is done, subject to final approval with President Xi and me. And Mr. Trump calls the relationship between Washington and Beijing excellent. Mr. Trump says tariffs on Chinese goods will be set at 55%, while China's tariffs will be locked in at 10%. Additionally, the U.S. will get magnets and rare earth minerals from China. Mr. Trump says in return, U.S. will host Chinese students at American colleges and universities. Announcement of what's being called a framework deal comes on the heels of talks in London between high-level delegations from both countries and following a recent phone call between Presidents Trump and Xi. So far, only limited comments from China on the framework deal. This has been an SRN News special report. I'm Rich Thomason.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And when you think of high-impact professionals in our community, who comes to mind? For me, nurses are right at the top of the list, given their care for my loved ones over the years. At the Good Feet Store, we often engage with nurses who are battling with pain in their feet, knees, and back, and they come to the Good Feet Store looking for relief. Here is Donna, a nurse sharing her story of what she experienced after visiting the Goodfeet store.
Oh, I have to tell you, I have struggled with pain in my feet. I was diagnosed with plantar fasciitis. With the three-step program, it really fits to your lifestyle. I'm a registered nurse, so being on my feet, walking throughout the hospital during the day, I am free from any type of pain. And after working a 12-hour shift, I go home and my feet do not hurt.
Whether you're a nurse or anyone wanting to enjoy your career without your feet getting in the way, come see us at the Goodfeet store. The Goodfeet store is in Annapolis, Hunt Valley, White Marsh, and now open in Columbia. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's have very little margin for error the rest of the way, and it's even smaller after last night's 5-3 defeat at the hands of the Tigers. Detroit tagging starter Kate Povich for 9 hits in 4 2/3 as the left-hander's record plummets to 1-5. Post-game reaction from manager Mancelino on his beleaguered starter.
I feel like consistency right now, right? Like, I feel like you see him in Seattle and how he handled Seattle, which is a lineup that was swinging the bat really good, and it helps you dream on him a little bit, and you feel good about him going into it.
Ravens hit the practice field yesterday, except for Lamar, again, forfeiting his $750,000 workout bonus, which apparently he didn't need. Offensive line coach George Warhop was there at the mic, impressed with his rookie class.
This whole rookie class we have here that they brought in, all these guys really do a nice job. They work, they try to get better. They're at all different stages, they all from different spots, but I'm really, really impressed with the group these guys brought in.
Talking about Emory Jones Jr., Carson Vinson, and Garrett Dellinger. And finally, the long and distinguished career of Caps forward TJ Oshie is over. Oshie announcing Monday he is retiring after playing 16 seasons in the NHL. The 38-year-old did not play this past season because of a nagging back issue. He finishes his career with 302 goals, 695 career points. Coming up in 30 minutes, more from John Gruden on why the Ravens could be super. And that is Stein on Sports.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're going to see mostly sunny skies today with temperatures well into the mid and upper 80s. A little less humid as well, so it should feel good for your Wednesday. As we head into Thursday and Friday, temps climb into the lower 90s. Tracking our next weather maker as we get into Father's Day weekend, some showers late Friday, and then more storms possible on Saturday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This Father's Day, celebrate with Dad at Conrad Seafood Restaurants for the freshest seafood and Baltimore's best steamed crabs, winning 12 years straight. Conrad's, Perry Hall in Abingdon. Gift cards and nationwide shipping at conradscrabs.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Use Indeed. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Get ready for a Maryland mashup you won't forget. It's WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions, happening Friday, June the 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs and all-you-can-lap as we take the gloves off and roast our buddy, Chuck Whitaker, no holds barred. I'll be there, Bruce Elliott too, cracking claws and cracking jokes. So come hungry, bring your best laugh. Let's make it a night to remember.
The Sean Hannity Show.
For anybody that has ever wanted limited government and more freedom, this is probably the only opportunity that we will have in our lifetime to get rid of waste and fraud and abuse. And they're talking about cutting $2 trillion. I think they're serious as hell, and I think it will happen as long as Republican lawmakers go along with what their recommendations are. Those recommendations are expected on July 4th of 2026.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, good morning to all of you. Happy Wednesday again. We're going to jump right into what's going on in Los Angeles. I also just want to remind you, Delegate Mark Fisher will join us at 11 o'clock so we can talk about the potential of rolling blackouts in the state of Maryland. Sounds crazy to even think about that, doesn't it? In Maryland, just think about what the state was like, I would say, 15 years ago? And look at it today. Decline in population, career opportunities dwindling away. I know they're going to try to revitalize the Inner Harbor there in Baltimore. But remember when it was like a gem where everybody wanted to go to the Inner Harbor there in Baltimore? I mean, you have people coming in out of town. They're like, oh, we're going to go to the aquarium. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Not anymore. Not anymore. Thank a Democrat that's in office. That's what I'll say. I also think a Democrat voter, because they're the ones putting them in there. Just a little update, and not so an update on the IG Kelly Madigan in Baltimore County, but she did put out a report, and the Baltimore Brew has the story. You're not going to want to miss this one, because, of course, it has to do with Congressman Johnny Olszewski. So we're going to talk about that in a little bit as well. But let's dive into what's going on in California. If you missed it at WCBM.com, we've got our poll question of the day up and ready for you, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And it is a very simple question. It's similar to what we were talking about yesterday. And that is, will the riots in Los Angeles end Governor Newsom's political career? Do you think that this is the end of the line for Gavin Newsom? Now, Gavin's been in his share of scandals, I guess you could say. He's had a lot go on in his career. You know, remember in COVID, during COVID, he was telling everybody, you can't go out, you can't do anything. And then he has this family gathering, this little party at a restaurant. It's just like, rules for thee, but not for me. Same thing with Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Remember she went to the salon to get her hair done? And the video comes out. I thought, you know what, the most interesting part about that was the video surfacing. Somebody at that salon doesn't like Nancy, right? Because you could only get that video if you were working at the salon. I was like, look, I'm not saying it was her hairdresser. I'm just saying it's one that's there. Well, anyways, that is the question of the day. I want you to take part in that poll, if you will, because we're going to talk about that. Your options there are yes, no, or unsure as far as Gavin Newsom's career. Mayor Karen Bass, she had a press conference yesterday where she revealed that things are not so great there in Los Angeles. And it's interesting because, you know, you've got CNN, MSNBC, you've got, you know, even stations here in Baltimore where they're like, yeah, it's, you know what, it's not that bad. It's just a couple blocks and da-da-da-da-da. Well, Karen Bass says it's pretty bad. Take a listen.
Many businesses have now been affected by or vandalized. Last night, there were 23 businesses that were looted. And I think that if you drive through downtown L.A., the graffiti is everywhere and has caused significant damages to businesses and a number of properties. So my message to you is, if you do not live or work in downtown L.A., avoid the area. Law enforcement will arrest individuals who break the curfew, and you will be prosecuted. Hundreds of officers from police and sheriff departments from across the region and state are working alongside LAPD through a unified command structure. The curfew will be in place tonight from 8 p.m. until 6 a.m.
All right. So they've got a curfew out there in Los Angeles. I will say, even though the curfew doesn't work so well in Baltimore City, like on a regular day, I will say when there's riots or something like that, usually it ends up getting enforced. So hopefully that's the case in Los Angeles. But if you heard there, 23 different businesses, that's, you know, I was thinking if those that said it wasn't so bad, I was thinking maybe 2, 3, 4 businesses were hit, you know, looted. We saw the one with the Jordans, right? The shoes, the Michael Jordan shoes. Man, they cleaned them out. I don't know if you guys saw the video of the looters going into the Jordan store. They didn't care what size. I guess because you could sell them anywhere, right? It doesn't matter what size they are. Oh, man. Well, anyways, you know what? Why doesn't Michael Jordan come out and say something? Wouldn't that be something? He should come out and say, look, there's one thing to peacefully protest, and there's another thing to sell my shoes so I can't make money. He could say that. He could. All right. So you heard there as Mayor Karen Bass was explaining that there's a lot going on. Well, Kelly Loeffler, if you recall, she was appointed as the secretary there for the Small Business Administration by President Trump. Okay, now Kelly Loeffler, she's from Georgia. I am familiar with Kelly because I had to go down there for the Save America bus tour in 2021 where we were trying to get people to vote for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Do you remember that? I remember it because I was on this bus. Well, you know, it was great because at the end of the day, I made some good relationships on the bus with all these other members and stuff. So that was awesome. But at the same time, you could tell, you know, the writing on the wall, Kelly Loeffler nor David Perdue had a shot. Okay. Then when we were down there, we were traveling all over Georgia. I thought it was interesting because they had myself, Congressman Byron Donalds, Wesley Hunt, Catalina Lauf, Anna Paulina Luna. They had so many people on this bus. Meanwhile, we went to Republican stronghold. They didn't even take us to, like, you know, Atlanta or anything to try to, like, you know, get some people to vote, you know, differently. I thought that was odd. That was odd to me. And that was through Club for Growth. And I like Club for Growth a lot. I really do. All right. So anyways, Kelly Loeffler puts out this statement yesterday with the Small Business Administration. She says Governor Gavin Newsom is refusing to declare an economic disaster in Los Angeles, which means the SBA can't deliver aid to small businesses that have been destroyed by the riots. Either he doesn't know his main streets are being looted or he doesn't care. And so that was another piece of this. Because of the way that Gavin Newsom is handling this, it is very difficult for Los Angeles to receive some serious help. Now, of course, you know, you've got the National Guard there. I think they did send out the 700 Marines. You know what? I was wondering if you guys, how do you felt about the Marines going? 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. There are many people that believe that this is not the job for the Marines. And I can understand that. I can understand that. But if Governor Gavin Newsom, if he's going to still pretend as if nothing's happening, and he's going to pretend that these businesses, because think about it, these businesses, if they don't get the help they need, they'll be shuttered forever. Could you imagine going to Los Angeles and just, you know, looking at a bunch of empty retail shops? I mean, retail already isn't doing very well. 23 more of those stores? Ugh, that would hurt. That would hurt. And so he's trying to pretend as if nothing is going wrong. Yet a lot is going wrong. And I look at this as truly the Baltimore riots all over again. I really do. The way that all of this is being handled, I did see some videos where people were handing out masks. People were handing out. It's wild. They were helping them with the bricks that they were throwing at police. And it's clear that it's very orchestrated. Now, Rob Smith, who I've had on this show a couple of different times, he posted a video online yesterday, and it's something that I didn't even notice. But he said, did you notice that there aren't any black people at these riots? I didn't notice that. I did not notice that until he pointed it out. Then I went back and I took a look at more of the videos coming out of Los Angeles and even the videos now coming out of Chicago. In case you guys missed it, they're now rioting in Chicago as well. No black people. None. So this this is interesting, right? Because we saw before the 2024 elections, we saw many people in Chicago stand up against city council and Mayor Brandon Johnson. And many of them were saying what? They were saying that they felt like they were being replaced by illegal immigrants. And so you had some moms come forward and they were standing on the floor there at City Hall in Chicago. And they said, look, we were on a waiting list to receive Section 8 housing in a certain neighborhood. We've now been bumped off for a family of illegal immigrants. And so you kept hearing this story time and time again. This is not a winner for Democrats. I don't care how people, you know, couch this. I don't care if whether they're criminally here. Well, everybody's criminally here if you're here illegally. But if you committed a crime with a victim, right? Because some people look at this and say, oh, well, there's no victim. You know, just crossing the border, that's not that bad. You know, things like that. But I'm going to tell you right now, the big picture here is that the illegal immigrants, their dependence on the government is now putting many minorities in a position where they're like, well, wait a minute, right? Because it's like, well, if you're now ahead of me and receiving this Section 8 housing voucher in this neighborhood that I've been waiting for because I wouldn't send my kids to that specific school, then guess what? Then we have a problem. And that's what's been going on in Chicago. And so looking at Los Angeles, and I just encourage you to take a look at some of these videos, there aren't any black people. So even though, remember we were talking about Black Lives Matter and how a lot of that was orchestrated and, you know, paid for and all these other things, it seems to me that they were not able to get the same individuals to come out and protest for money and, you know, cause a lot of mayhem for money because there weren't many black people. I saw maybe a handful in Los Angeles. In Chicago, where you would think you would see many black people, I didn't see any. And so even with this, you know, the optics of all of this, you got people waving, you know, the Mexican flag, you've got people setting cars on fire, and now you have a situation where the minorities aren't even involved. It was a lot of white liberals. I don't think this is a good look. I'm going to go to the text line here. If you want to weigh in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And, oh, real quick, Ron, yesterday you asked me about the WCBM app. So they're making some changes. I had to go and find out. They're making some changes to the app. It's being revamped. It's going to be, I guess, nicer and bigger and all this other stuff. So you were right. If you were just now trying to download the app on certain devices, I don't think you'll be able to do that with Google Play or Android, things like that. So if you already have the app on your phone or device, right, whether it's a tablet or what have you, it's there. But you can also listen to the show if you go to WCBM.com. And there's a little box, I guess, at the top right of your screen. It says Listen Live. And you can listen live right there. So if you were on the go, say you're in your office or something like that, you can listen live there. And then also, if you just go on your phone, go to Google, put in WCBM.com, you can then click that Listen Live box there through your phone as well. But Ron, thank you so much for pointing that out, because I had no idea. I don't know why nobody told me, but I I had no idea. So thank you for pointing that out. All right, let's get to the text line here. I got a couple texts that came in about the National Guard. Let's see. I got Todd says, Kim, I heard the bill for the National Guard and Marines will be in the millions. We should back Bill California. Todd. Yeah, Todd. And I don't think California has a ton of money, but I saw that as well, Todd. I saw that this is going to be very expensive. And I guess, you know what, and we talked about this in regards to my phone call I had with Pastor P.M. Smith. He was talking about his daughter Tamar and how they said, you know what, Trump should honestly just let it burn, right? Let the voters, the constituency, that Governor Gavin Newsom nor Mayor Karen Bass know what they're doing and just, you know, have them vote them out. But I think Trump, from my understanding, he's trying to look like the hero here. And I still don't know why, because he's not running for re-election. You don't need to look like the hero. Now, if he's trying to do so because, of course, you know, makes the Republicans look better, for sure. For sure. But I, you know what? I would still say you could get the same reaction and the same results if you let it burn. I do, in fact, believe that. I was thinking about that last night. But yes, Todd, it's going to cost us money. And, you know, I don't want to spend any money on this. You already know that. Oh, just so you guys know, ICE also made a statement saying that they are not going to slow down on the raids in California. They said they're still going to do whatever it is that they need to do, even right there in Los Angeles. And they don't care if the protesters and rioters try to get in their way. They're still going to crack down on this. Also, real quick, Jody Sweden. Do you remember that name, Brian, the producer? Jody Sweden. She was Stephanie on Full House. Well, she's in the riots. She's apparently she's out of money. So she was rioting yesterday. She was dressed in all black. She had this mask on, and she was actually she was tossed by police officers to the ground because she tried to like bum rush them and like run through them, and they picked her up and tossed her. And you know how the internet is. They're so funny. They're so funny. So her mask came off after the cops tossed her, and the internet just went to. They went to town. They started playing the video of her getting tossed, like, in slow motion. And they put the Full House music on it. So it's like, everywhere you look, you know. So when she's, like, flying through the air. You know what? The internet is so undefeated. I swear, everybody's a comedian. Everybody. But I was sad because I was like, wow, Jody Sweden. You know, I used to like her on Full House. And I thought it was great because we had the same birthday. And I was like, oh, we're twins. You know, it's great. You know, but now... And she also had some trouble, from my understanding, because I watched a story of Jody Sweden. From my understanding, she was struggling with addiction. And, of course, a lot of people chiming in online saying, hey, is she struggling with addiction again? Is that why she's out there? You know, people are saying that. But I don't believe that that's the case. If you see the video of her getting tossed on the street, she looks very healthy to me. And her mask came off. I didn't see any sores or anything like that. So I think she's fine. I think she just wants to get into the action. And as many of us know, a lot of them are getting paid. Let's see. John says, Maryland is currently ranked 46th in the tax competitiveness and has seen a decline in its overall business environment, dropping from 22nd to 31st, according to CNBC. This suggests that it is facing challenges in maintaining competitiveness compared to other states. Yeah, John, and we are going to talk a little bit about that with Delegate Mark Fisher in the 11 o'clock hour, because you're absolutely correct in that. you are. And this is what we've been saying all this time. You know, no matter what President Trump does on the federal level, no matter what Congress is able to do in regards to inflation and the economy, because things are so bad here in the state of Maryland, we're not going to be able to see that relief. We're not. They screwed us. And so if you are a Trump supporter like myself and you voted for Trump, thinking, oh, yes, we're going to get this, we're going to get that. See, I think the only thing we're really going to see is what we're seeing now is, you know, gas prices are a bit down. And then, of course, you got grocery prices that are also a little bit lower than they were, I would say, 2 years ago. Other than that, you know, I don't know where you feel any of this relief. I really don't. But, John, thank you for pointing that out. Anthony in the text line says, Kim, Michael Jordan comes out and says, thank you. I'm taking the insurance money and I'm leaving Los Angeles. I hope a lot of businesses do the same thing. Yeah, Anthony, look, even if you can rebuild in this situation, do you really want to rebuild? Right? I mean, you look at leadership. Of course, we're hearing from Mayor Karen Bass and we're hearing from Governor Gavin Newsom, but where is all of their city council? Where's, you know, the Democrats in the California General Assembly? See, this is the same thing we have in Maryland. The Democrats, they go into session and then they pass the stupidest policies and laws you'd ever see. And then when they're not in session, they don't come forward and say anything as everything's going into place. Right? So you have things that take effect on June 1st. You have things that take effect on July 1st. But the clowns that put all this in place, they're nowhere to be seen. And so that's how they get away with this. And I guarantee you it's the same thing in California. All right. If you want to weigh in on this, you can. WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Coming up next, looks like we got some callers that want to weigh in, and we'll discuss.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Alejandro Mayorkas, Gavin Newsom, you know, all of them combined have turned a blind eye and flat out lied to us about the unvetted illegal immigrants coming into our country, including known terrorists, including Iranian assassination squads, including murderers, rapists, other violent criminals, drug cartels, gang members, drug dealers. And we now have anywhere between 12 and 20 million unvetted illegals that Donald Trump is trying to get out of the country to protect the law-abiding citizens in this country.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Pure Talk, my wireless company, a veteran-owned company, believes every man, every woman who has faithfully served this country deserves to proudly fly an American flag that was made in America. And that's why Pure Talk is on a mission to give an allegiance flag, the highest quality American flag made in Charleston, South Carolina, to 1,000 veterans in time for these patriotic holidays. Just switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk. Do it this month, and a portion of every sale will go to provide these high-quality flags, hand-sewn, to deserving vets. Now, with plans starting at just $25 a month for unlimited talk and text and plenty of data, you can enjoy America's most dependable 5G network, all while cutting your cell phone bill in half. Average family saves over $1,000 a year. You just dial #250, say the keyword save now. Pure Talk's customer service will make the switch. #250, keyword save now, support our veterans, and switch to America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, we're talking about what's going on in Los Angeles. You know what? We're going to go back to the poll here because this is a big poll question of the day. Again, it's brought to you by Renovation Real Estate at WCBM.com. Will the riots in Los Angeles end Governor Gavin Newsom's political career? 51% of you say yes, 40% of you say no, 9% of you say that you are unsure on that one. I've got Dennis in Bellcamp. Dennis, did you want to weigh in?
Oh, yes. I've been following events there in L.A. The mayor has declared the downtown area a martial law zone. The Marines from the 29 Palms Fort in California have been deployed. I'm expecting maybe tanks to roll in to Los Angeles. I have a question for you, Kim. Do you think this is going to come to D.C., to Baltimore? Do you think we're going to have the riots like they're having out there in Chicago and in California?
Well, Dennis, you know what? That's a great question, because when I think about the parade we're about to have, I do wonder. I do wonder, because you will have still some of these people show up, even if it's the Free Palestine people. It seems to me that this is something they're trying to do in every major city across the country, which is why they're in Chicago. And I would say that I am, 60% sure we're going to see this during the parade that President Trump will be hosting this weekend. Yes.
Yeah, I look at Mayor Adams up there in New York. He's got the police on full alert to quell violence. I wish that could have happened when Hamas and the Jews were going after each other from the the invasion there in Israel. So, you know, it's just we're living in a very unpredictable time. I mean, I'm headed to D.C. myself. I'm here in Bellcamp. I have business down there at one of the universities. But I'm concerned for my own safety, whether this is going to break down into violence. And if you notice, the blacks are not involved in this. It's pretty much the Hispanics and the Middle Eastern people, Muslims.
Yeah, Dennis, so. I would say, yeah, for sure. Thank you so much for bringing that up. I appreciate it. And be safe down there. And yes, everybody, be observant. I'm serious when I do think about the same thing as well. Coming up next, we'll continue this conversation.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audio.